Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good morning, everybody. It is the beginning of a work week, and we're here to get started and start rolling with it and start making things happen and getting after it today. I know that a lot of you are heading back to work. Some of you that don't work or that are retired or those kind of things, I am sure that you got about 5,000 things on your agenda to do. And I'm hoping that whatever you do today is going to be a great day, a successful day, an efficient day, an effective day for you to be able to get whatever it is that you have on your agenda done and done well, okay? You know, this morning I posted on Coffee Talk a little bit of a message that was, it stood out to me and it really resonated with me today. And it was, it's basically of a picture. It's got Michael Jordan on there and basically saying to not quit, right? If you quit once, it then becomes a habit, okay? And as I thought about this, I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I mean, that makes total sense and that's obvious. And we, of course, we don't want to quit. But then I get into the finite details of what I was thinking about when it says, if you quit once, then it becomes a habit. Because we all go through tons of stuff every single day. Weekly, monthly, daily, hourly, minute. It doesn't even matter when and how often it happens. Life happens and it throws all kinds of stupid, gross curveballs at you, right? And we're all sitting back and we're trying to be able to get through the things that we have to get through and push forward and put one foot in front of the other and all these, you know, positive reinforcement types of phrases in which we can look at each other and say, you can do it, man. Let's go ahead and move forward. Go ahead, girl. You got this. And let's keep pushing forward and being the person that you deserve to be. When in all actuality, life happens and it really doesn't feel like that sometimes. And you literally look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. I'm not feeling like I'm a champion. I'm not feeling like I'm a rock star. I'm not feeling like I've got my strong out in front and center to be able to make things happen. So I'm thinking about things and I'm thinking about how we have all these curveballs that come into play. And this comes with everything, right? So let's say, for instance, you're on a weight loss journey or you're on a weight gain journey or you're on a muscle building journey or a marathon running journey, whatever it is. You know, you're going through the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations of becoming great at what you're trying to do. And again, life deals bad cards to you. So you got drama that happens, situations that happen, and it doesn't necessarily go the direction that you want it to go in at that moment in time. So those are valleys, right? You go through all the valleys and you go through the peaks where you feel like you're a rock star and you could do whatever it takes to be able to make it happen. Life's going good. Things are happening right. You're getting complimented by your boss at work. You got a great relationship with your wife or your husband. Everything is going well. And we're looking back and we say to ourselves, nothing can stop me. And I'm going to continue to push forward and I'm the man or I am the woman and I'm going to focus on the things that need to be done and I'm going to make this happen. And no matter what, nothing can get in my way. So you have your peaks at those moments, and you get your valleys where you wake up in the morning and you're looking at yourself of going, oh, you know what? I feel fat today. I don't feel very great today. I'm not liking what I'm seeing in the mirror, you know, or, you know, I failed a test or I'm, you know, didn't get a very good evaluation at my job or, you know, I'm not really getting many compliments at work. I'm always getting, you know, what I'm doing wrong or those kind of things. And then life's just feeling like it's just the worst, right? Just the worst in the world and nothing can go right. And it's so funny how we live in two camps. There's never really any happy medium, is there? There's never any kind of sort of everything just happening because that's the way our emotions feel. We pick up on these cues of the way that life is. And when the times are good, we feel really extra good. And when times are bad, we feel really extra bad. So I'm thinking to myself when I read the comment of if you quit once, it then becomes a habit. The key through all of the valleys that you go through, all of the downsides of the roller coaster, all of the low parts of the life that happens, the key to it is never quitting. You know, I don't think no matter what happens in life, no matter where I'm at in my journey, You know, I got up to about as far as 104 pounds lost, and now I'm down to about 92 pounds lost. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot. I mean, people might think of the whole grand scheme of it and say, 92 pounds, holy crap. You know, I mean, seriously, that's a whole lot of weight. But then I think to myself, I've got good days and bad days. And I think to myself, I could be so much better, or those kind of things. Well, one thing for me is that even after this winter time, and I've got the hibernation blues going, and I can't get out as much as I want to, and, you know, need to get my steps back in, knowing what I have to do. But the one thing I'm not doing is I'm not quitting. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm saying, no matter how I'm feeling about myself, and no matter where I'm at in my journey, I'm not quitting. I am completely worth it that I don't quit, right? My family is completely worth the investment of never quitting, continuing to put one foot in front of the other no matter how I'm feeling. And even if I'm having a bad day and I don't feel like I'm victorious on a certain day, or I don't feel like I'm in the moment on that certain day, or I don't feel like I'm successful on a certain day, to be honest with you, I am being successful because I'm not quitting. I'm continuing to push forward, working whatever program that I'm working, working whatever plan that I'm working, living life, trying to maybe be the best positive influence on other people that I can be, and continuing to push forward. But the key word is I don't quit. I'm going to keep on pushing forward, just like every one of you should do the same. If you are struggling, if you're at a point where you're just like ready to throw in the towel and give up, just know the first time that you quit, like that image said that Michael Jordan spoke to in the image that I shared today, it's going to become a habit. And we've all been at those moments where we just quit, where we throw in the towel and we just give up and we start eating on the one day we say, oh, F it, man. I'm just going to go ahead and eat whatever. I'm just going to dive right into it and give up on all the hard work that I've already put in. And I'm just going to, you know, slide and binge and do whatever it takes. And then once you give up, guess what happens? The spiral begins. We've all been in the spiral where it just seems endless and you feel like you're just twirling. You're twirling and you're going all the way down. And those are the signs of a quitting atmosphere. You can't put yourself in that state of mind. So here's the tip that I'm going to give you. The tip is, remember, at those times when you're about to quit, know that you're worth the investment, right? Write down the things that you're most proud of, and then also write down the things that happen when you're most successful. If you're feeling that euphoric peak that we were just talking about with the peaks and valleys and the roller coaster, if you're feeling and you have certain feelings at that time when you're peaking and you're at the top of the roller coaster, you're at the top of the mountain and nothing can stop you, write those thoughts down. Write those emotions down. Write down how you're feeling at that moment in time, like euphoric or energetic or like a champion or whatever the words are that they're there, and jot them down and write down the date that you felt it. It's a little tip that I share because you can always tap back into those. When you're getting to the point where you feel like you want to quit and throw in the towel, remember the times that you were most successful and the feelings that you had when you were most successful, because you can get yourself back there. You just have to push through. And you got to work. You got to dig in. And you got to focus on the fact that you just don't quit. And even if, like, on a day that you feel the most successful, you're getting let's just say, for like, to quantify it a little bit for you, right? You get 5,000 steps in a day that you're feeling like you're conquering the world. And on those days when you're not feeling necessarily up to it, and you're like, I'm just going to sit on this couch, I'm going to eat this pie, and I'm going to watch TV and do nothing. If you get up and get 200 steps in versus the 5,000, human nature will say, I feel like a failure. But don't feel like a failure, because guess what? You didn't quit. You kept pushing. Even on the days when you don't want to push. Those are the days you got to dig deep and find your inspiration and find what you need to do to continue to push forward on those tough days. Now, I only share that because I know. I've been there. I've been on this journey just like you are. And I know that every day I have to dig deep. I do. I'm a food addict. I love food. I love eating sloppy, disgustingly bad for you food. I love it. It's good. It puts me in a good state of affairs. But I know that if I quit, and I stop doing the things that I'm doing right now, I'm going to fail. And then it becomes a spiral, and then I fall off the radar, and then I gain the 92 pounds that I'm down right now all back, if not more. Because I've been there too, where I've lost weight, and I've been like feeling good about it, and then I get right back to the person that I was before I lost that weight, and then I gain it all back, and then plus some. So the victory here is that I've lost 92 pounds. I was up to 104 at one time, but I'm down 92 total pounds. Holy cow, I should be proud of that, right? I should be so proud of my investment, my time, my energy, my focus, my work. But it's hard sometimes. So for me, I've got to remember the times, the good days. I got up this morning and I knew that I was going to have to do a podcast. I knew I was going to have to write a blog and then get to work. And so for me, today was a good day. I felt like I can do whatever it took. So I wrote it down. I wrote down perseverance. I wrote down a champion today. And I wrote down the date. Because I know that I can remember those days. And now that, of course, I'm podcasting, I can go back and remember those days also. Because I can usually tell in my inflection of my voice if I'm feeling like I'm ready to take on the world. Or if I am feeling kind of down on that day. And this helps me. This is my therapy. And this is where I'm at. So find what's going to bring you out of the doldrums and the muck, okay? Write down how you feel when you are successful. The feelings, not the actions or not anything like that. I know I always talk about behaviors are more important than anything else, but how you're feeling on that day is more important than the actions that you put into play to get there, because you can do that too. But the more important aspect of this part of this journey is when we start feeling down about ourselves, how do we bring ourselves back up and how do we remember when we were feeling good about ourselves? Don't quit. You know, it's so much easier said than done because a lot of us have been on the journey for a long time in our lives where we've been through different parts of our journey. And the times that we are the most ashamed are the times that we have quit in the past. And then we have people that are starting to get to that point where they feel like they're quitting. And what do we see whenever we see people post, like put out posts on No Finish Line Nation or on Connect or Instagram or whatever, when they say, I feel like I'm doing exactly as I've always done. I feel like I'm starting to slide again and I'm starting to think that way and I'm going down this road of binging or going down the road of quitting what I'm doing and all this stuff. We've all been there. The key to that moment in time, at that crossroad moment where you're at the T in the road and you're thinking to yourself, do I go right and stay continued and focused on what I need to focus on and continue to work and not quit? Or do I go left and do I quit my journey and do I slide down that road of shame, of feeling bad about ourselves, of crawling into a ball and not getting the help that we need or focusing on the things that we have to focus on? Which direction in the T in the road am I going to go? And it's as simple as that. Although sometimes our mind doesn't let it be as simple as that. We've got all kinds of layered stuff that happens. So think about that today. If you're feeling really good about where you're at right now, you're feeling strong today, you're feeling like you can hit the three-pointer at the end of the game, we're just coming off the Olympics, you're winning gold, you're ready to go, you're all set. Write those emotions down. Jot them. Take inventory of how you're feeling. Because I think you can use it later. Because let's just say next week you have something happen. And it's drama in your life. And you start feeling down in the dumps. And then you want to just dive right into that full plate of nachos with the heavy cheese and the sour cream and all that good stuff, right? Think to yourself, how did I feel when I was on top of the world? Than how I'm feeling right now. And use those emotions to be able to try to bring you out of the muck that you are feeling at that moment in time. The other thing is, if you write down your whys and you write down the reasons why you want to continue to push forward and never quit, always, always have those whys on the ready. I know I've talked about it 1,000 times before, right? We talk about it all the time. Where are my whys? Do I have them posted on my fridge? Do I have them in my pocket? Do I have them in my wallet? Do I have them in my billfold? Do I have them in my purse? Do I have them anywhere that's readily available for me to be able to say, oh yeah, that's right. I may be feeling down today, but I'm not quitting because they're worth it or that's worth it or I'm worth it. whatever your why is, keep it close. Keep it on the ready. Because when the bad days happen, that's when you got to dig in deeper. And like Michael Jordan said, very clearly in that image that I shared on Coffee Talk this morning, if you quit once, it becomes a habit. So the best advice to everybody, including myself, is just never quit. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.